Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third aliyah of Parshat Shoftim, we have five psukim. In this aliyah, we are told how the Kohanim and Levi'im were chosen by Hashem to be His servants. They don't receive land in Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to receive gifts, matnot kehuna, gifts. And they include types of meat from certain korbanos, ma'asros from crops, animal shearings, etc. Now again, in the beginning of our aliyah, we hear how the Kohanim and Levi'im do not receive land in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchot Shmita V'Yovel Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Bet, that the reason why Shevet Levi may not receive land in Eretz Yisrael, nor take part in spoils of war, it's because they must be focused on Torah learning, teaching Torah. They have an obligation of what we hear in Devarim, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Yoru Mishpatecha li Yaakov, Toratecha li Yisrael. They have a lofty job that requires undivided attention and devotion and land ownership and being involved in commerce and business and being engaged in an occupation in general. All these things would take them away from their exalted responsibilities. The Rambam there says that this is the same reason why the Levi'im do not serve in Jewish military. The Rambam says, Lo orchin milchama kishar Yisrael, because Shevet Levi is Chel Hashem. They are Hashem's legion, so to speak. And then the Rambam says in the next halacha, Shmita V'Yovel Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud, that anyone who chooses may join Shevet Levi, so to speak. That's anyone who is motivated, asher nadva rucho oto. That person can join Shevet Levi in a spiritual sense, and that person will be, in the Rambam's words, nitkadesh kodesh kadashim. That person will be sanctified like the Holy of Holies, so to speak. And for that person, says the Rambam, Hashem will be their portion. Yihyeh Hashem chilko v'nachalato leolam ulolmei olamim. Hashem will provide for them what they need in this world, just like He does for the Kohanim and the Levim. This Rambam has been the source for many people who have chosen not to serve today in the Israeli army. Now this is, Amir Tzah Hashem, a machlokes l'shem shamayim, and it's of course a huge, huge, huge topic that even 5 hours is not enough to cover, certainly not 5 minutes in a short FMT. I'm going to do my best to summarize the main points. So again, this Rambam has been the source for many people who have said, I'm not going to serve in the Israeli army today. They look at this Rambam and they say, it's very clear. If I choose to dedicate my life, a holy life, in the way that the Levi'im and Kohanim do, then I too cannot, I'm not allowed to serve in the army. Other people disagree, and they say that everyone, even people who dedicate their lives to Torah and to Torah education, must serve in the Israeli army. They will say the following. Take a look, for example, at what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes. He was the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Har Etzion. He died in the year 2015. Take a look at what he writes in, for example, he writes this in a lot of places, but in one place, for example, the book Leaves of Faith, Volume 1, pages 149 to 151. For example, he says that the Rambam's connection between what our Aliyah tells us, that a Levi cannot own land, the Rambam's connection between that and a Levi not serving in the military, that connection is mentioned nowhere in Chazal. And Rav Lichtenstein and others have many other questions on the way this Rambam is understood. One of those questions relates to what kind of wars a Levi does not serve in. The Rambam himself, in Hilchos Melachim U'Melchamot, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, says that everyone, is obligated to serve in a milchemes mitzvah, which the Rambam defines as any war that is against the seven nations who occupied Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yehoshua, or a war against Amalek, or, and this third one is what we're talking about, a war fought to assist Israel from any enemy which attacks them. In that last definition, a war fought to assist Israel from enemies which attacks them, is how many people see the wars in Israel in our lifetime. Again, first of all of this is a very, very, very brief summary of a huge topic that centers around our parsha and our aliyah. The bottom line is that we daven for the day, number one, where this is indeed a machlokes l'shem shamayim. Everybody arguing in order to get to the truth. Everybody serving Hashem in the way that best fits them. And second, of course, we daven for the day where all of this is just an academic discussion with no need, God willing, whatsoever, for us and for our children to be at war at all. Have an amazing day, everyone.